Hello, and welcome back to the Physical Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Mead, where it's all about living and moving pain-free, becoming more embodied so you can become strong, capable, and confident in your body, so you can live a meaningful life and ultimately become the strongest version of yourself.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. I am really, I know I always say really excited to talk today, but I'm really, really excited because I'm here with the amazing, incredibly warm, heart-centered, just awesome human being, Rebecca. And Rebecca, what can I say about you? You've been on a journey that has been quite extraordinary and just so inspiring to witness. You know, in the time that we've worked together, you've overcome chronic back pain, managed to resolve hip issues that you've, you know, had and have been nagging with you on the physical side. You've unlocked different movements that, you know, were challenging for you before. And you've also made a lot of really big internal shifts, which I think is one of the most, probably going to be one of the most inspiring things for a lot of people that are listening and watching this, like all of the ways that when we start getting intentional about our movement, that we start coming into contact with how we relate to and show up with our bodies. So I'm excited to dive into that, but thank you so much for being here. And why don't you just tell people a little bit about yourself?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. So I live in New York, on the East Coast. I'm a project manager for a digital marketing agency. And when I'm not doing that, I'm painting or drawing or writing. I love catching the sunset and hiking. I have two great kids and two great dogs and a big fat cat. And I live near the Hudson River. So
pretty sweet life. Yeah. And you also skipped over, you're an incredible writer. Like, in the way you express yourself is awesome. And you're also working on a book too, right?
I am.
To be announced the publishing date, right?
I am. I don't know why I always shy away from that, but I am. I've been working on a memoir for about 9 months now. It's something that I've always been writing my whole life. You know, whenever they ask you, whenever I felt lost and what would you do if you just like, you know, if you didn't get paid anything for it, and you just did it. And I'm like, I don't know. But like every day I show up and I write in my journal for 30 minutes or an hour every day. And I sit down and I write. I mean, nobody has to force me to show up to that. So
yeah. That's how you know it's a passion. That's right. For sure. Well, let's rewind a little bit because, you know, not too long ago, you were dealing with some pretty significant challenges with your body. And when did we meet? I think it was at the beginning of this year of 2020, before all the craziness actually started. Just looking back, it seems like, man, there was a lot going on, but little did we know how much else was going to be happening right now. But tell me, like, what was going on for you back then, you know, as compared to where you are today?
So back when we first started working together, I was thinking about that earlier, and I even went back and read through some of my notes in my journal about it. I was feeling pretty stuck. I was feeling just stuck in general. And I remember when we first talked, it was about feeling free in my body. And the concept that you introduced me to is how you move through life, that it being connected. And I knew that I was being drawn to, my body and listening to my body and developing and nurturing my intuition and my listening and really knowing myself on that level. I'm the type of person who, you know, like I'll feel the pain later, like just go do that now, you know, or, I was really oriented around, you know, you push yourself until it hurts and then you do a little bit more type sports. Right. And, you know, if I wanted to see results, you know, I started with so many sets, so many reps. And then if I wasn't seeing it, do more, you know, and I just wasn't even like, listening to myself.
It always comes down to effort, right? Yeah. You have to try harder or you're not doing it enough.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. It's exactly it. And I think for me, you touched on the internal changes as well, because I think that concept right from the beginning was the connection between, like, I don't like how I feel and like feel, but right. I don't like how I feel and just
how you feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what were you feeling, like, just to pause you there for a second? Like, I know you were feeling back pain and nagging tension going on in your body. Like, what were some of the symptoms you were experiencing?
So I felt like this really, one of my most significant body pains was like right down to my tailbone, and it would sort of just go right through my hips, mm-hmm. really, really, really tight. I would just bend yeah. over and sort of like I would just touch my toes because it was like locked up like that. My right hip just ached almost all the time. Sitting, standing, I'd stand up and sort of walk through walk through it a bit. It would wake me up at night. I always carry a lot of tension in my neck and shoulders, and it brings on migraines, headaches and migraines. And I just didn't feel settled in my body. I wanted to feel that sense of like, I remember when we were talking about it, it was like this, you know, I know when I step, I'm going to land, I'm going to plant my foot. I know, like I can feel like that my body is there for me. Like my connection to me, like I'll walk into door frames. Like my awareness of my body in space. Like, well, I've always been involved in sports and I've done a lot of different things. Like as I moved throughout my day, it was sort of like, didn't even have my own body awareness. And that's like, I've learned that that's one of my cues. That's one of my flags when I start sort of stumbling around a bit, that I need to pull it all back in, reorient myself around myself a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a story and a reality a lot of people can relate to, is like we experience, because we live in a culture, right, that mm-hmm. prioritizes the mind mm-hmm. and this over everything else. And that rewards us for being more mentally driven mm-hmm. or being, you know, clever, smart, thinking strategically, and, you know, being kind of like productivity oriented.
Right.
And that doesn't leave a lot of space for being in your body, being present in your body, although it can, mm-hmm. you know, you don't necessarily have to choose one or the other. I think that's actually part of the problem. But what I heard from you is like in the beginning, there was this calling or this feeling for you, or just like, this isn't working for me mm-hmm. and I need to come back into my body. I need to come back into myself. And what do you think was driving that mostly? Like, was it the pain and the tension, or was it just being like a dissatisfaction? Like, what was going on for you with that?
While you were talking, I already had like my answer, which is I wanted to know myself better. I wanted to know myself. I feel like there's all these ways that I've learned about myself, like through my mind, you know, what I've read, what I've studied, who I've listened to, what I've tried. And yet I remember you asking me like, what do I want? And I was like,
which should be a simple question, you know.
Yeah. And I mean,
but yeah.
Yeah, I could tell you in a very like general any day, you know, like, well, I want this for dinner, I want that to drink, you know. But when it came down mm-hmm. to like that, what do I want, and moving forward confidently, I have found myself, the way I move through life, I'm much more comfortable. I've gotten comfortable with a posture of responding or reacting, as opposed to asking myself, finding what it is inside of me, and then moving towards it and enjoying that relationship and that connection with myself and whatever I'm engaged with. You know, yeah, that's where it came from. And I was thinking about what you're saying about like from the mind, and there's like so many examples of the, you know, it's like the crown of the root, the heavens and the earth, like both those energies, like they need to come together and exist. And it was all up here for me. It was all up here. And I wasn't, I wasn't listening. And so the movements that we've done together, and in particular, it was like, I think it might have been the first time you ever walked me through like a movement practice, the breathing and the balloon and the weight like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that exercise is that the crown and the root. It's like both, like you're like both, mm-hmm. you're pulled both directions, and you, and in the tension of both directions, like I exist there. And so my whole, and I breathing into the front, breathing into the sides, breathing into the back, notice how my body naturally moves. Like I think he's like, even your skull moves. And I was like, is my skull move? mm-hmm. But then just right. noticing me in space was like, I mean, I know that sound, maybe that sounds like real simple, but it's been tremendous for me because I move past that, you know?
Right. Yeah. It should be basic. It should be fundamental, but we get disconnected from that and we forget about these really simple things. And most of us have so many different things going on in our lives and so many things pulling our attention and distracting us. Like it takes time to actually consciously make that space to prioritize your body, to come into contact with it, to reunite with it. And you did that and it's been awesome, you know, just getting to watch and witness the process for you. So like, tell us what's different now, like in terms of, I know, like what's different in terms of the physical stuff and the, you know, pain and tension. And then let's talk about like what else in your life has changed too.
So physically, we talked about my lower back and I just don't feel that anymore.
And how long did you have that? Just to paint the picture for people.
Oh gosh. How long have I had it? Decades. I don't even know how long. It's just always there.
That's amazing.
I move in and out of like really bad phases of it, but it's there. It's just always mm-hmm. there. So I don't really know what it's like not to have that tightness in my lower yeah. back. And I think, well, I've never done like the spinal articulations, like that was a whole new thing for me. And I still like, if I think about it too hard, I'm like, wait, where am I? What am I, you know? So I kind of have to like mm-hmm. flow with it more, but, yeah. that has been tremendous. Just before we started, I was doing like was it pancake reach when you get up on the block and you reach forward mm-hmm. and that like, oh my gosh, is amazing. And even my space, we had talked a lot about like sitting and moving and being on the floor and getting up off the floor a lot. And just, like I told you, like when I noticed myself, when I take out the trash, how I'm holding my body, when I'm getting my water, like, you know, those transition movements have also been amazing because going back to like noticing me and how I'm moving myself in my everyday, I think it was almost like I was moving like the big parts, but I wasn't noticing those small motor movements that really support me. Mm-hmm. And I also have like, I have found those movements that we've done together that really help me when I do start to feel it. And by the way, I notice it in a way that I didn't notice it before until it was like so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not like popping two Advil and hoping it goes away soon, you know? And
right. You have the tools and you know,
yeah,
you know what to do when you start to feel it, when your body is like whispering at you.
That's it.
Right. Whereas most people, like they wait until their body's yelling or screaming at them. And then usually when that happens, they're like, why are you asking me to do stuff, body? Or what's wrong with you? Can't you just not have any needs? Or like, can't you just like, you know?
Oh, I get so mad at myself, my poor body. I get so mad at my body. Like
we are really shitty.
Not being better, doing yeah. better. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you have the tools and you know what to do when it's starting to talk to you. And you know, that is huge too, because a lot of people, the reason they feel stuck or they feel hopeless with their body is they just never learned what are the movements that I need to be doing for my specific body that actually make me feel better.
Yeah.
And once you learn those things, it's like, then you become empowered.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to take care of yourself. You learn how to like feel good. And then that changes everything else, you know, because then your body's not like having all this pain and stuff that is taking energy away in the background, right? Taking energy from the things that you really love and you want to do.
Oh yeah. You're all of that energy, not all of it, but like a large portion of your energy is being diverted into either focused on how bad you feel or trying not to pay attention to it instead of engaging with it and, you know, listening to it and responding and, you know, it's sort of, it's, well, I go back to what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. It's a listening and a responding. And I remember like, with my hip, a lot of those lower back exercises have worked for my hip. And then I had that one really weird hip thing where it felt like something was like, remember it was like twanging or you know,
mm-hmm. it was like a rusty guitar string.
I think I picked up a rubber band. I was like, it's like this. I couldn't figure out how to describe it.
And I was like,
Well, it's really uncomfortable. And you're like, you know, you gave me like practical moves, but you're also like, well, like, you know, next time you're out walking, see what your right hip can learn from your left hip. I was like, mm-hmm. What? Like, they're going to talk to me? You know what? And then I was so excited because when I had my walk and then I was stretching, I felt into this really beautiful, like movement and like it came to me. I really was listening and it came to me that like when I was walking, I was sort of like this instead of walking through the natural rotation of my, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's what's happening over here. I'm just sort of like this on my right side and this side is doing it and this side's not. And so I started like watching, you know, how that, and that just went away.
That is so, yeah. When I heard that, I was like, usually it takes people a little bit longer to figure it out, but
I know
you're really good at listening. And I think that is credit to you and your ability and your willingness to really take the time and tune in and be curious. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
The other thing that I don't even know if I've told you this yet, but I wanted to is, we had talked about breath and my pace in life and like my inner pace and my outer pace. And and that's been like been a thing. Like I noticed my breath a lot more. And I don't know if it's probably a culmination of all of the everything, but something I have noticed about the last month and a half is how I stand with people. And I don't mean the tripod on my feet, which I love, by the way, like noticing how my feet, I think I told you this practice of how I step and really feeling like my foot in the ground and like, you know, me standing and moving. But this was like this, I noticed just this slight like this when I talk to people and I stand like this slight rounding, ever so slight,
your
like
shoulders
this.
Inward.
Yeah. And I was like, huh. And I just kind of lifted myself up and it was like, I was 2 inches taller and I'm not that tall to begin with. So, but I kind of felt like I was there then. Like this is me sort of like watching and this is kind of me there. And I can really feel the difference, that slight difference in how I breathe and how I'm, and then like that has changed how I'm like engaging, you know, this is quiet. This is like, not that I'm like, but this is, you know, ready to be a part of the conversation. So I just noticed like the slight difference in how I was holding myself even. And that's been really an interesting experiment for me. All of this has been a great experiment for me, just trying different things to see what, you know, how's that going to work for me?
Right. Yeah. And I just want to say for anyone that's watching or listening to this, there's obviously anytime you're engaging in some kind of like program or coaching relationship, there's the things that the coach can bring you and the insights and the, you know, structure and you know, like in this case, movement practice, right? But then there's the things that the client brings and has to bring in order to receive and lean into the work. Like, not every client succeeds at the same level or rate. And not to say everyone needs to be the same, everyone's on their own journey, but there are certain qualities that I've noticed that make a huge difference if you want to get a different level of results. And you embody that so well, Rebecca. Like, it's so awesome to see the way you take it on, because you have, and I know we were talking about this, you know, in another conversation, but it's like your ability to lean into that, like, what if, or like, I wonder what would happen with this, or, and it's just that curiosity that is so important, because what happens with a lot of people is when they've had an experience in their body for a good amount of time, it tends to kind of have a life of its own. And we get stuck on these loops. You know, they could be thought loops, they can be, you know, a sensation loop that then triggers a thought and an emotion in your brain. And you can just end up repeating the past over and over and over, right? Repeating it over and over. But the antidote to that is curiosity. And what if, and oh, what if I tried this instead? I wonder what that would happen. And still, like, not being like, oh, well, that didn't work, so I guess that was pointless. But like, oh, well, maybe I should try this instead.
Yeah.
Or how about that? You know? So I see you do that, and it's just really inspiring.
Well, thank you. I think you've really helped support that in me. You listen to where I am each week, and it's not the same every single week, you know? And even if I'm working with the, you know, we're staying with the, like, a similar set of exercises, you know, this week we were talking about that too. Like, what if I just, you know, ask myself, what is, like, today, what does my body feel like it wants, you know, instead of just starting, and that supporting that, like, beginner's brain, that curiosity, that, it's like all the possibilities are open when you're there, when you're in that space, you know? I haven't decided how it's going to turn out. I don't know how it's going to turn out. And yeah, anything's possible.
Right. And then it's like you open yourself up to whatever your beliefs are, like God, spirit, universe, like there's something bigger than us. And when we're always trying to figure it out and manage everything ourselves, it's like, you shut yourself off to so many other possibilities that could happen, you know, rather than we're trying to plan and micromanage. In this case, we're talking about the body and the movements, like, oh, well, I'm going to do this movement and then it's going to be like this. And then I'm going to feel like that. And it's going to lead to this. It's like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Right up until it doesn't.
Right. You know? Exactly.
And then what? And then you're left. I mean, for me, that path ended up feeling like I either wasn't trying hard enough, or I didn't do it right, or somehow I failed it, you know. And to give myself more grace and more space in, as a practice of with myself. I mean, to be forgiving of yourself. And what's to forgive anyways? I almost don't want to use that word. I think it's more just like a way of leaning into your life of, you know, I can't fail at this unless I'm not trying at all, or I'm not like, you know, I'm not engaging at all. It's maybe that didn't work. Okay. Then you try the next thing. Maybe there was something I learned about that. Maybe a piece of it felt really good. Maybe it felt really bad and there's something to be discovered there, you know?
Investigate. And that's the thing I see in the people that are able to take those challenges and turn it into a transformation and turn it into, you know, having more of the experience they really want to have, the relationship they really want to have with their bodies, is they look at those challenges as opportunities to learn.
Yeah.
As opportunities to grow, rather than seeing an obstacle like, and being like, oh, well, I guess that didn't work, so I should turn around. Or my personal new age favorite, like seeing an obstacle is like, oh, well, it must be a sign, like I'm not meant to do this.
Right.
Like, oh,
Huh. Guess it wasn't meant to be.
Guess, is that how you feel about every challenge that comes your way? Like, that sounds like a recipe for not doing anything. So that can happen too.
Yeah. Also, that reminds me of is we were talking about, like, there are certain skills and tools I've learned, and that goes not like in my body, I have a lot of lower body strength. I could squat all day, right? Like, just no problem. Straight uphill hiking, fine, you know. But my upper body, it's like I don't even try anymore. I do now, but like I gave up up here because it's just like, it's just weak, you know?
And it's unchangeable.
Yeah. Like, I just don't,
it's just like that.
I just don't have, like, that's the loop. That's the thought, right? I don't have upper body strength.
Right. That's the story.
And, and so we did like the hanging work. Right. And, you know, every time there's like a push-up, I'm like, oh God, you know, push out it. And I remember, like I told you, like I got this like mad feeling inside, this really frustrated and mad feeling, inside. And we were, you know, like there was so much to be discovered there in just witnessing that discomfort and being honest with myself that it felt really uncomfortable. And I felt some sort of like frustrated, angry feeling when I was doing it, but to just notice it. And it kind of felt embarrassing to say it, but we did talk about it and we discovered a lot. I discovered a lot of things about my body, about my heart, what that position sort of meant to me, and feeling closed, feeling open, a lot of things. And the piece I don't want to forget to tie back to what you were just saying is that if all I ever did was squats all day long, I would never discover what else my body is capable of. And it is the same thing, I think, with any other gifts you have. If I'm always leaning into my ability to organize, you know, I would never be painting and writing, and I'm really good at that. So, you know, I don't want to say step back or lay down, but like when you give some of these parts of yourself that are working so hard for you all day long and allow other pieces to emerge and like have their moment, you never know what you'll find. Just like,
right.
My upper, I'm not weak, you know, it's just, I got used to that.
You needed to figure out you need to figure out how that part of your body works. You needed to engage with it. You need to go through some discomfort of feeling that, like, oh, I suck at this. I don't like feeling bad at this. But then when you go through that, then the awesome part is then that quote unquote weakness that can become your strength, right? Like, anytime I have students that are approaching a movement where, you know, we do an assessment, we take a look at where you're at with your body and your movement. And then we see like, okay, here's actually some of the blind spots for you that if you address these, you know, in your core and your hips or whatever it is, right? It could be in your scapula or whatever. Then you're actually going to make a lot more progress. And part of the reason you haven't been is you haven't been addressing some of these blind spots and these weaknesses, either because you didn't know how, or you didn't like focusing on those because they didn't feel great. But once you start engaging with them, then they can become strengths. And that's why I always give it to a challenge to students where it's like, they find like, oh, I hate this specific movement. Okay, cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's not awesome. It sucks. No, hold on a second. The awesome part is in 3 months, that's going to become like your new secret weapon.
Yeah.
And the thing that you're really great at. And then the rest of your life, you can have this new availability and this new skill. Like, your upper body is like half of your body. You know?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't that part be strong too?
Absolutely. You know? And why should I enjoy using it? Why should I enjoy that part of my body? Why shouldn't I feel good about it? Why shouldn't I, you know, feel confident that, you know, I can do 10 push-ups, you know, that like felt like you might as well have told me a million push-ups, you know, like, forget it. Like, it was just, oh, it's going to be so hard, you know? And I immediately went down a whole path about how I felt about myself and what my abilities were and my capabilities. And, You know, why shouldn't I enjoy every part of my body? You know, it is the manifestation of me. I'm collected in this. So why should I not enjoy every part of it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know along this journey too, you know, I know we've actually already talked about quite a few things. You know, if someone was paying attention, they definitely pick up on them. But I know there's been a lot that's changed for you in terms of how approaching having a movement practice. Earlier, we talked about how you move is how you live, right? This stuff has changed you as a person too, and it's changed the way you relate to yourself and how you show up in your life. And I'm just curious, what are some of the things that you've noticed that you can see have been meaningful to you that have changed since kind of doing some of this work?
Mm. That part of it, I feel like we've every week there's something new to talk about, you know? And I definitely noticed even there were stretches where like I couldn't even like focus in on me or myself, you know, and we kept coming back to like, to the breath and to sort of like the simplicity of just going through the movements and like letting the discomfort be. And that breath work I talked about earlier, it has helped me like in my work. It's changed the way I engage with my day and how I feel. Like I remember talking about how I felt this like the inside pace, like the kind of like
got to get everything done.
Yeah.
Hurry up and get it all done.
Yeah. And then I would notice that's like, I mentioned this earlier. I'd notice this sort of, you know, not, it's all, my outside reflected my inside. And so there was this sort of quick. And I'm like, oh, how'd I get that bruise, that cut, that, you know, I didn't even know it was going. I don't remember, you know? So engaging with my breath each day, you know, all day long has really changed me. I feel better in my body. I feel in my body. We talked a lot about, I remember, this idea of like where my energy is and feeling my energy dispersed outside of me. And my movement practice, has helped me, it's not ground exactly, although I can ground and do ground through my body work with you, but it's more like it has become a lighthouse, an anchor, like the energy moves, but I have, it has a place to come and I can sort of collect it back around me now. And having that, that knowledge and that confidence in that ability that I have now, I still feel like a newbie, by the way, but like I know I can. And so having that confidence that I can do that in anything that I'm doing, when I start to feel it and I'm out there, I can sort of like
come back to your center.
Bring myself back into myself. And how has that changed me internally, externally? I don't even know if I have how much time.
We could talk about it for hours, honestly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That has been really huge for me. And it's affected the choices I make. Mm-hmm. I can feel myself like, is that where I want to put that? I don't think so. And how do I feel right now? I need to bring it back. I need to do something for myself. I need, you know, the awareness and I hate the word boundaries. I don't want to say boundaries, but the way I like to say it is like the shape of me, my edges and my twists and my turns and my planes. There's an awareness of that now and an alignment of me in the space that I take. And that's really been huge.
Yeah. There's so many huge things in that. You know, I think about when you are more embodied and you have more of your energy, that's not just all up in your head and in your brain, but you're actually mm-hmm. more in your in your guts, in your heart, in your legs. You're tapping into your body's innate wisdom and your body's intuition. You know, the mind is good for a lot of things. And I don't think we want to get into another duality of like the bodies, like whatever, it's better or whatever. But when we get back more into the body, then we can access so much of this information that a lot of us don't even realize is missing. It just, something feels off, right? Something feels not quite right. And we can't put our finger on it. But then once we do and we come back to ourselves, like you said, so many things start to make sense, right? Like, oh, where should I put that in? Like in the room, it's something as simple as that. Like, oh, how does that feel? Or should I say yes to that call? Or should I take care? Like, should I go for a walk right now?
Yeah.
What would feel like most supportive and most nourishing for me? So I think that's absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I know we're coming to our time here, and I just want to, you know, like obviously we could keep talking about this stuff for another hour or two, and maybe we'll do a part two sometime. But tell me, you know, someone that is wanting to do what you've done, of course, in their own way, but they want to come back to their body, they want to feel better, they want to maybe overcome some of these challenges they've been experiencing. What would your advice be to a person that's kind of in there in those shoes right now, or maybe is on the fence about, you know, starting a movement practice or starting to get into this type of work?
Well, I mean, first I'd say that your body, it's your home, it's your house every day, all day. It never, I mean, for your time here on Earth, this is it. There almost can't be anything more important than your relationship to this being, you know, and your relationship with yourself. It dynamically changes your relationship to everything else that you're engaged with in your life. It just, it spirals out from there. And so if you're either feeling disconnected from your body, and maybe that's an internal, external thing we talked about before, or you're experiencing like a stuck pain or frustration or hating your body even. I mean, I've gone through most of my, you know, my younger, most attractive years hating my body, you
Isn't
know?
Isn't that a shame? And, like, we don't even realize what we had until, God. I know.
Oh, I look back and I'm like, dummy, you know, but you know what? There's like not even any time for that. Like today is the day you get to have a different relationship with your body right now in this moment by, you know, just being willing to, just being willing to not have the answers, not knowing if you're going to do it right. Letting go in case, you know, feeling like you look stupid or you didn't, or someone's gonna, you know, it's just allowing yourself to try and to learn, to be open to the learning experience, and letting go of getting it right. Letting go of the scorecard and getting into just learning about yourself. And I just think it's one of the most important things you can do. Mm. And I wouldn't hesitate. I would tell anybody to just, you know, whether that's going to be, you know, you want to address the lower back pain first, because that feels like the safest area, or, you know, you want to feel like, you know, when you show up to something, your whole self is showing up. It's, we talked about this before, that, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. It's all going to be out there, and you're going to find these like subtle differences shifting. So yeah.
There's so many, golden nuggets.
So many golden nuggets.
From that, like this, let go of the scorecard, be open to the learning, your body's your home. We should make like a little calendar that people can just flip over into another quote every day by Rebecca. That'd be perfect. Maybe that's your next project. I don't know. It's been so great chatting with you and getting to share your story. So thank you so much. And, you know, any of you guys that are out there that are going through challenges with your body and you're not sure where to start, maybe you've tried a bunch of different things already that haven't quite worked and you need some support, you can reach out to me anytime at uncagedhuman.com/talk. And you'll see a link there on my schedule where you can book a call with me. And we can just have a chat about where you're at, what's not working for you, help you identify what are some of the root causes of why you've been stuck, and then together map out a game plan to help you actually be moving forward with where you want to go. So Rebecca, is there anything else you want to add before we end here? Can we say goodbye to everyone?
I don't think so. Actually, the only thing I just really wanted to add is that you are a very thoughtful, attentive, and like deep listener. And that's for me, for someone like me, but I can't imagine who wouldn't benefit from that, honestly. But for me, that has been really important in, you know, because sometimes I'm just figuring out what I'm saying to you, what I mean and how it's connected. And you do help me sort of bridge those things. And you always have an idea, a solution, and you're available to like, this is working. I need something else. I just wanted to say that. Oh, you know, thank you.
I appreciate that reflection. And yeah, you know, I haven't met someone that was like, yeah, the thing that hasn't been working for me is my coach is not ignoring me enough. Like, you know, always paying too much damn attention and like listening to all my problems and God.
Well, okay, wait, but could I clarify? Do we have 2 seconds for me to clarify?
Yeah, what? Tell me.
So I did kettlebell for a while. I was really into kettlebell. Like
the, who was it? The Russian guy, right? What's his name?
That's pretty much what I looked like too when I was done doing
kettlebell. Like in Russia, we don't use barbell. We only swing kettlebell. Superior training method.
That was pretty good.
I try.
And I didn't like how my body felt doing it. I enjoyed the workouts, but I didn't like how my body felt. And I kept saying, because I'm strong, I moved up from the 8-pound to the 26-pound kettlebell like fast. And I said, well, you know, is this supposed to feel that? You know, I kept saying like, I feel like maybe it should be, you know? And it was like, no, we're going to get you up to 36 or 30, whatever that high, 32, 30, whatever. I don't remember anymore. But, and I thought, okay. But what it did was, I couldn't listen. I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe they know. And then I finally was like, I don't like how I feel. And I left it. Mm-hmm. And I did enjoy the practice because I didn't really know what to do. I just knew that I didn't like that, but I was being encouraged to move in a way that didn't feel right for me. So, you know, mm-hmm. I was being listened to in some ways, but not in some critical ways. Mm. And it is really important to like, who has more information about my body than me? Nobody. Right. I live in it. That's me, you know? So if I'm saying something doesn't feel right and I'm not having, you know, the person I'm leaning into, I'm trusting with the guidance of my body and you know, mentorship, then that's actually kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
I think.
And to me, that's a real missed opportunity. It makes me sad because I see that all the time. A lot of coaches and trainers out there, and I won't name names, but there's plenty of them where it's like, it's all about the numbers and it's all about, you know, in your words, the scorecard and how much progress did you make in terms of the lift or the amount of weight that you could do week by week. And it's like, if you're doing that in spite of, this is what pisses me off. If you're doing that in spite of your body actually feeling good and you're exacerbating pain or tension, you may be quote unquote lifting more strength, right? That's what they see as strength, but you're building strength on top of a compromised foundation and not listening to your body. And then what's going to happen is that's going to lead to worse back pain. It's going to lead to hip replacements.
Knee surgery.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. It's going to lead to some other cost later on down the road. So yeah, find an approach that is helping you actually rebuild trust in your body. And I think that's so key. So yeah, thanks for sharing that too, Rebecca. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you, Rebecca, for sharing your story and your beautiful energy with us. And we'll see you on the next show.
Okay. Thank you.